From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A federal grand jury in New York has charged a Denver airport shuttle bus driver with conspiring to explode bombs in the U.S. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The New York indictment was unsealed just hours before Najibullah Zazi was to appear in a Denver court on charges of lying to federal authorities. It says that Zazi, quote, knowingly and intentionally conspired to use one or more weapons of mass destruction against people and property in the United States, unquote. By weapons of mass destruction, they mean bombs. The new charges came with new details of the evidence authorities have collected. The Justice Department alleges Zazi bought chemicals from beauty salons and home improvement stores in the Denver area to make the same kind of explosive used in the 2005 London train bombings. They say they found chemical residue consistent with bomb components in a Denver hotel room where Zazi stayed. The government will ask that Zazi be brought to New York for trial. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
President Obama concluded 3 days at the United Nations by chairing a rare special session of the UN Security Council to talk about nuclear proliferation issues. The 15-nation body unanimously approved a U.S.-written draft resolution calling for tougher sanctions to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons.
The historic resolution we just adopted enshrines our shared commitment to the goal of a world without nuclear weapons. And it brings Security Council agreement on a broad framework for action to reduce nuclear dangers as we work toward that goal.
The president specifically called on Iran and North Korea to scrap their nuclear weapons programs. Mr. Obama is off to Pittsburgh to host the G20 summit. Leaders of the big industrialized nations are trying to draft a plan to prevent another global economic meltdown. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has named Paul Kirk, a former chairman of the Democratic National Committee and longtime ally of the Kennedy family, to succeed Senator Edward Kennedy. The announcement follows a change in state law that gives the governor the power to fill a Senate vacancy. NPR's Ken Rudin has more.
Paul Kirk's relationship to the late Senator Kennedy goes back to at least 1969, when he began working for him on Capitol Hill. He later served as chairman of the DNC and headed up the Commission on Presidential Debates. He is currently the chairman of the JFK Library in Boston. Kirk was reportedly the choice of the Kennedy family, including Kennedy's two sons and his widow, Vicky. One potential concern? The Boston Herald reports today on his ties to the pharmaceutical industry that could provide a conflict of interest. Kirk will serve only until the special Senate election on January 19th, but more important, he will immediately give the Democrats a 60th vote in the Senate, enough to beat back a potential Republican filibuster over health care. Ken Rudin, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 58 points to 96.89. The Nasdaq is down 28 to 21.03. This is NPR. A new government report indicates layoffs appear to be leveling off. The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment insurance fell last week by 21,000 to 530,000. That's the lowest level since mid-July and the third straight decline this month. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve said the economy is finally beginning to recover after a recession that eliminated almost 7 million jobs. Existing home sales unexpectedly fell a bit in August. The National Association of Realtors says home sales were down 2.7%. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
The housing market has been showing signs of improvement, and analysts were expecting an increase in home sales. So the latest round of data is a disappointment, but analysts definitely weren't panicking over the news. Patrick Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight.
I'm a little bit befuddled by the numbers because I was expecting a pretty strong reading based on the latest pending home sales index.
Newport says pending home sales data still suggests that the market is recovering.
And also because of this tax credit for first-time home buyers, which expires at the end of November, I still think that we're going to see some strong numbers through November and then weaker numbers afterward.
Newport said inventories also fell. That's the number of homes that are sitting on the market unsold. So that's also a good sign for the housing market. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A fire northwest of Los Angeles has scorched 25 square miles. Officials say about 1,000 homes are threatened. More than 2,200 households are being advised to evacuate. Firefighters expect to contain the blaze this weekend. In the southeast, the problem is flooding. Residents are mopping up after days of heavy downpours. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.